Let's get ready to ramble!
Alright.
Alright.
Let's get ready to ramble episode 3. Episode 1 and 2 went off pretty well.
No? We love you guys.
Thank you for...
That'll suck your dick.
Don't put words in my mouth. And don't put dicks in my mouth. Fucking asshole. But we're gonna continue. The first two went very well, you know. Now we're on different platforms. We did get accepted. I changed the, you know what it was? I changed the fucking bio. We're on Spotify, we're on Google Play. So you can, with everybody who's an Android user, can now listen to us. Mainstream.
Mainstream media.
Gotta love Spotify, it. SoundCloud.
Are we really on SoundCloud?
Yeah, we're fucking SoundCloud rappers.
Damn.
Now I just need a face tattoo.
No.
And I need to be.
If you fall asleep and leave a Sharpie around, I can.
And then there can be little. I need to be little something.
A little dicky.
That's already a person. All right, but yeah, the first two episodes went off pretty good. The second one was.
That was pretty good.
It wasn't. It was fucking god awful.
Well,
we didn't know what we were doing. We're changing our format, everybody. We're changing that. We're just going into the blind. We're actually right now. We actually have lists of stuff we're going to talk about instead of just, you know, going into it and. Hoping something comes out of it. So, you have your list. I have my list.
I do.
This is our table of contents. We're going to read off what we're going with. I'm going to read off mine, because mine's shorter than yours.
Yeah.
First topic is why I didn't get a degree.
You need what?
Why I didn't get a degree.
All
right. And we'll go into that. News on anti-vax.
But you did get a degree. You got three.
You're right. I have three degrees, but... Somebody asked me a question about something else, and we'll get to that. News on anti-vax. Right. Jesse Smollett and the controversy with his hate crime.
Ha.
And then people becoming my friend after they find out what I do in life.
Oh, yeah, you did mention that. All right. Yeah.
And then your list. What's yours? Let's go with your topics for the day.
I have a very interesting...
Vague on what you're doing for topics.
I lose traction of what I'm doing or what
traction,
I'm thinking.
Traction? You thought? Traction, you're losing, like, that's traction.
Yeah, people aren't going to know what this is, what you just did.
I rubbed my foot on the carpet. Alright,
thank you for the elaboration.
Continue, fuckface.
I just have a very obscure way of thinking.
Yeah. We'll reiterate the things that we're talking about once we get to the topics, but continue, you fuck.
Yeah, number one. Eels.
Nematodes.
Fuck you. Two, we're going to talk about that super moon the other day. That was pretty cool. And then Oceans, The Good Doctor, which is a great show. Started watching it. It's great. It's a pretty good show. Geese, Thursday class. I can't read. Thursday class, sucking up my bandwidth because data reasons. Avoiding responsibilities. I wrote down that I was thirsty for some reason. Probably really thirsty when I wrote that. Yeah. Homosexuality is gay. Also, I got some fucking bomb-ass macaroni and cheese last night. We can elaborate on that. That's pretty good. And this interesting person at...
a church.
At a church that I play at. I don't go, because, you know, it's dumb, but...
You're fucking horrible.
I don't give a shit. I play there. His name is interesting to say the least.
We're gonna get into that. Just keep going.
And drowning children, because that's great.
Don't forget, you're acting like you're being recorded. Stop it, you fuck. Act normal.
But I can't act normal.
You just did with me. Just continue.
Okay. I saw this English car.
It's English. It's very English.
No, it's not a Japanese car.
You never know.
You're right.
What the fuck is a right hand drive?
Stepped in dog shit earlier. That was fun. And apparently to me, spilling soda is very fun.
You fucking asshole. Alright, who's gonna... Let's rock, paper, scissors. Who goes first?
Alright.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Fuck you.
No, you go first.
I don't wanna go first.
Well, fuck you. You won rock,
who's
paper,
goes first?
No, we didn't agree on that.
We didn't agree on anything. Alright, eels. So... They're basically, like, really long electric worms. It's just weird, you know?
Is that all? Is that all your topic is?
Dude,
eels.
I saw a meme of like this moray eel, and I just
aren't those ugly ones.
Yeah, they're really
eels. Yeah, the fucking really ugly ones that bite and have razor sharp teeth.
His teeth did look pointy.
I don't understand where you got your ideas for these fucking topics. Eels! I thought it was going to be like a SpongeBob reference. Don't you remember the eels and ladders? Or eels and eels and steps or whatever it was?
It was eels and
steps. Oh, I rolled eels! Remember that?
No, I remember it.
That's what the fucking reference was. That's why I said nematodes.
No, I just saw a meme about eels and I wrote down eels because they're fucking weird.
Yeah, eels are fucking weird. They're like snakes of the ocean. With fucked up mouths. And I don't know why God gifted... Okay, well, maybe not that. I don't know why they were created with fucking electricity in their bodies.
Maybe we just don't know how eels work and they don't actually have electricity. But
no, they do. No. I watched a fucking episode of River Monsters. Yeah. And there is a fucking eel that will shock the dog shit out of you. Like, to the point where it'll stop your heart.
Our power problems are solved. Let's get a shit ton of eels.
Eels! Alright, Alright, my topic is next.
Eels.
Eels. Tasty. Why I didn't get a degree. So, I was at work. I work as an automotive technician. I'm an assistant.
As you can already see, his topics have way more thought than mine did.
Yeah, I thought mine through a little bit more. I'm an automotive
technician. I just wrote down what came to mind.
So did I, but mine were more fucking in depth. Something I could have a conversation about, except for eels.
We just had a conversation about eels.
It was a fucking 10-second conversation about eels.
Roll back the time. It was not 10 seconds, but continue.
Figurative. Dick. All right, so I have I had somebody ask me, because I have 3 degrees. The degrees are automotive technology, a degree in automotive technology, a degree in design, computer mm-hmm. design, and mm-hmm. hand sketch design, uh-huh. and then I have a degree in political science. Yeah, the last one doesn't go with anything. It's just how it is.
Yeah.
It's just out there,
right? Go ahead.
Okay, so I have those 3,
right.
And somebody asked me because I was doing some doodles while I was at work,
mm-hmm.
and one of my coworkers walked up to me. Why don't you just become an engineer? Because you you draw and you do mechanics. Why don't you just become an engineer?
There's a shit ton more school though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a 4-year degree.
Yeah.
My automotive was a 1-year degree.
Oh, okay.
My other ones were
You got them all at the same time, didn't you?
Yeah, well, that's because I graduated at the same time. You don't receive your degree before you finish.
Fair enough. I'm still in school.
So he asked me, he's like, why don't you just get an engineering degree? And I was like, well, because there's multiple levels to engineering. You have to take calculus, which I suck with fucking math. I am not good at math at all. Math just generally sucks.
I wasn't too bad at math.
No.
It was fine. I hated pre-cal, but I didn't take...
I never even got to fucking pre-cal, dude. I finished with Algebra 2.
Yeah, I took Algebra 2, and then
I couldn't figure out why the fuck I was doing algebra. I was horrible at math, like algebra and stuff like that. I could not figure out why the fuck we were putting alphabet into math.
I mean, I was pretty good at algebra. It's just, once I got to pre-calc, I kind of skipped the prerequisites for it. Because you needed algebra and then trigonometry and analytic functions. And I never took that. I went straight into pre-calc. And it kind of fucked me in the ass. It wasn't fun.
No, this wasn't fun either. But he asked me, he's like, why didn't you just become an engineer? Well, here's the reason why. Well, shit happens in life. And I just decided that one day I didn't want to be... I wanted to be an engineer.
Right.
No, I wanted to be a mechanical engineer. I wanted to be all that fun stuff, and
you do a lot with an engineering degree.
You're right. I wanted to become an automotive technology engineer.
Yeah.
So I wanted to design cars.
You think you're gonna go back and do that, or
no? What I plan on doing is opening my own business where I can be a design shop.
Yeah, so I mean, like, do you ever think about like going back and getting the degree
of what? Degree of what? Engineering?
You can have it.
I don't need it. Yeah. I don't need it. There's plenty of people that open up shops that know nothing about mechanics.
Yeah.
That have no degree.
True, just look at Advanced Auto Parts.
That's not an auto shop. It's a parts seller.
Yeah.
Alright, well, yeah. And I just kind of explained to him, I was like, because that's way too over-technical. And none of the jobs are where I am. All the jobs are in, like, Detroit or overseas or in Mexico.
So it's just not...
It's not worth it. Place. And he didn't understand. He's like, well, you draw. And I was like, yeah, I have a degree in design.
You have a disease.
I have a disease, yeah. No, I have a degree in design. It's not... just because I draw does not mean I should be a fucking mechanical engineer. That means, like, oh, I draw buildings. Does that mean I should be an architect? No.
Your disease is fucking stupidity.
No. The disease of the world is fucking stupidity.
And anti-vaccination.
Alright, what's your next one? What's your next topic?
What did you talk about the supermoon that happened?
I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about.
Monday and Tuesday?
Paid no attention.
It was Thursday. Yeah, it was Thursday. The moon, there's occasionally what happens, since apparently you don't know. The moon is, like, a little bit closer than normal, or something like that. And it just looks huge. And with the full moon. Dick. And with the full moon.
Like my dick.
It looks cool.
My dick is cool.
Alright, we're moving on. What's the next topic?
The supermoon. Okay, I get it.
The supermoon's really cool. I just wanted to talk about that, because if you miss a chance to see that, it happens, like, once every year to every couple of years.
I think when people ask me to look at the fucking eclipse, I really couldn't give a fuck less.
I love space, dude. If I looked at the eclipse, and I was really upset.
I know. Like, the second time you came over to my house, we watched fucking space videos until 10 o'clock at night. What happens if the sun burns out? We fucking die. I don't need to watch the video on why it happens.
Hey, man.
What happens if we harness the power of nuclear energy? Fuck if I know.
That's not a video we watched.
No, we watched it. If we harness
the... If we brought a sample of each layer of the sun to Earth.
It ended with the same idea as I said. We will fucking die.
It does not end well. But it's still cool.
Okay, yeah, it's cool to look at the giant cock moon.
I'm sorry I'm interested in knowledge.
Then why aren't you an astronaut?
Because I want to fucking go to the space. I don't want to fucking go to space. That shit's terrifying.
That shit's just damn major and scary. If you're just homeless, then just buy a house. Fucking, that's where the whole disease of stupidity comes around. Is that video?
Local Florida man solves homelessness.
Buys everyone a house.
No, just buy a house.
Just that's my slogan campaign. The news on anti-vax. Oh God, how we love anti-vax. We talked about it in our first podcast. About the stupid reasons why people don't
use... We think about it constantly for some reason.
Well, because it's dumb.
It is dumb.
To the core of it, it's stupid. It is very dumb.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to say, like, my kid doesn't need an anti-vax.
There's heavy metals.
They have every reason under the... Okay, I would understand if it's a shot that your kid does not need, then sure. But no, if the vaccination is needed because there was at one point a widespread outbreak of this problem.
Even if there's not an outbreak, like a widespread
outbreak. Like when people got the fucking, when people get the flu or the swine flu, when that came out, everybody got the shot for it and everything, and it what happened? It went away. The swine flu didn't kill millions of fucking people.
Still around. Not the swine flu. I don't know.
Ebola. About the swine flu.
Give him medicine, send him home, it's fine.
Yeah, that's what a nurse would do for school. Just give him an aspirin, he'll be fine.
No, they don't even give aspirin.
They did for me.
When I was growing up.
There was no nurse in our high school. It was a room that had nobody in it.
I wasn't talking about high school.
No, I was talking about high school.
Yeah.
But I watched a news segment that said that the FDA is now cracking down on parents who want their kids to go to public school.
But aren't vaccinated.
But they refuse to get their kids vaccinated. Okay. And the vaccinations, I looked up the list of children's vaccinations before they're 18. One of them is polio and tetanus.
Yeah.
Human papillomavirus, which is basically a sexually transmitted disease.
Everything important.
Everything that will cause your kid to end up either dead or suffering. You know what the result of not having a polio shot is and you catching polio is?
Death.
No, the loss of muscular strength to the point where you have to be inside of an iron lung.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, close to death.
But you can survive it, but you're stuck in a tube for the rest of your life.
But I don't know if it's for the rest of your life.
No, it is for the rest of your life.
Well, that sucks.
100%.
Oh, that sucks.
HPV.
Human
papillomavirus, which is literally you get a bunch of warts in your balls.
Ew.
And We don't need
any more STDs. We already got too many.
Yeah.
Matt has like all of them. Shut we don't up. Need any more.
No, I don't. I have no STDs.
You're right. Minus HPV because you were vaccinated for that.
Psst. Correct.
Matt confirms he has every STD except for HPV.
For all my ex-girlfriends, I'm so sorry. Might want to get checked.
He's not kidding.
No, I am.
No.
Maybe I'm not. Sorry. Nice.
Well, no, I was supposedly kids are going out behind their parents' backs to get vaccinated.
like it's a horrible thing. Like they're doing the wrongest of things. That would be different if they're
back then. Shots back then versus shots now.
Yeah, it's like what the fuck.
Take a shot back then.
It's like we had a president who you know the president Franklin Roosevelt had polio, right?
No, I don't know.
He had polio.
I'm not a sitter.
Yeah. The FDA is cracking down on these people for not having their kids vaccinated, and it's horrible. Like, what is the thought process in somebody who's an anti-vax? Like, do you want the second coming of the plague? Because we have a vaccination for the plague. Do you want that to come back if your children aren't vaccinated and we have a fucking second coming of the fucking plague because the anti-vax for it might harm my child?
Might give them autism, which when you think about it, it's kind of upsetting that we are more scared of our children having autism than we are of them not surviving childhood.
You
want
to know...
We want dead kids more than we want kids with
autism. Let's go back like 200 years.
Oh, okay.
1700s, okay?
Thinking back more than
1700s. Hours. That's 300 years, okay? Yeah, 300 years. We're going to go to the 1700s. Yellow fever, cholera, polio, plague. All these different diseases...
Are you going to elaborate on plague or...
Rats.
Yersinia pestis.
Yeah, which is literally a flea bites you from an infected rat and gives you a horrible autoimmune...
Rats and fleas and
boils
and...
It gives you a horrible autoimmune disease that will kill you in about a week. And it's spread by fluids and through the air sometimes. So, and fecal matter and stuff like that. So
don't quote us.
Yeah, we're not scientists, but you go back 300 years... And you see how the quality of life is. People were throwing their shit out of windows.
Yeah.
We have such modern technology to stop kids from getting sick and stop them from dying at the age of 13 because your mother doesn't like you to have a vaccination. And you just want to throw all of that science for pseudoscience, which pseudoscience is.
My essential oils will prevent my child from getting sick.
That's like people that believe that. That's like people that believe that.
You're the sweat.
That too. No, that's like people that believe that they don't need anything but the Holy Bible to keep them healthy.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Like people that pray to think that they're going to get healthy. Like
if
that,
I have an illness and it looks like I might die, don't say you're going to pray for me because that does nothing. Send me $1 million. That'll do something.
That'll help your medical bills. It just doesn't make any fucking sense. Why are you going to say, I don't want my kid to have a polio vaccination? Okay, when your kid catches polio at 15 because he's the only one who doesn't have fucking polio vaccination.
And then he spreads it to everyone around him.
Or he dies. Don't be sad because you didn't vaccinate him. And then you'll kick yourself for the rest of life as a parent because you didn't fucking vaccinate him.
Yeah.
Look at the rest of the world since, like, the modern invention of the penicillin.
Yeah, we're better off for it.
We're better. We're better. We're not having millions of fucking diseases killing people in the trillions. Like the fucking Black Plague in Europe. It fucking doesn't happen.
What do you mean, killing people in the trillions?
Well, I didn't mean trillions. Don't quote me on that number. But it killed a lot of people in Europe.
You know how many people are currently, right? Close to 7 billion?
Yeah.
Trillions, really.
Listen, they could have gotten funky back then. You never know. They spit out babies like fucking nothing.
I don't think you understand.
I get it.
Quite how much a trillion.
We're gonna move on from that. And that's just my take on it. Just stop fucking thinking that your vaccinations are gonna keep your children safe.
Your anti-vaccinations.
Your anti-vaccinations are gonna keep your kids more safe than the vaccinations themselves. Please, just get your kids vaccinated because I don't want to catch polio.
Yeah, if I catch polio from your little shit brat nosed child, I'm gonna punch him in the face.
You won't be able to move your arms.
I'm gonna flop him in the face.
Just lands on him. Oh, gosh. What'd you say, you little shit? You gave me fucking polio. Mm-hmm. Alright, continue.
We don't condone the violence of hurting children.
No, we don't. Continue. What's your topic?
Oceans are cool.
Oceans are fucking scary.
They are scary. It's almost as scary as space. Actually, you know, I'd argue a little bit scarier. Because we actually know what's in space, and we haven't explored...
Well, we know what's in... more of space. We know what's in our realm of space. We do not know what's in our... in the entire...
I use space as a fake term.
Okay, yeah. We know what's in our galaxy.
Not outer space, but like... our relative cluster.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
No, not even our cluster, because that's fucking huge.
Dude, the ocean... Dude, we have a trench in the middle of the ocean called the Marianas Trench. It is so deep, we don't know what the fuck is down there.
So deep, we could fit your mom in it. I'm kidding, I love your mom.
You're right. Remember, I own a firearm. Say it again.
You own two of them. Shoot me. Please.
No.
That's what I fucking thought.
What if there's a fucking sea monster down there? What if there's a... yeah, fucking... Gazira! What if there's Gazira down there? Huh?
Yeah.
What the fuck could possibly be down there? That's good. What's down there that's good?
Heat vents. Thermal vents.
You're right. But what kind of animal could be festering in the bottom of the ocean that fucking that deep?
Angler fish.
No, they don't even live that deep.
Not the Marianas Trench, I don't think.
No, they don't even live that deep in the Marianas Trench. You can't go as deep as the Marianas Trench goes, you will never hit the bottom. In our lifetime, we will never hit the bottom.
I mean, they might in our lifetime. You never know.
You drop a brick down there, it'll take fucking years for it to float all the way to the bottom. It'll disintegrate before it hits the bottom.
Jet propelled.
We're gonna shoot a rocket into the fucking Marianas Trench.
RPG!
It'll just hit the water and blow up. I don't think you understand how an RPG works.
It'll be diffused before it...
It'll self-detonate before it hits the bottom.
Yeah, the pressure down there is immense.
Exactly. It'll self-detonate before it hits the bottom.
I wasn't talking about just with that. What are you doing?
People are sending me messages on fucking Instagram.
Why are you on your phone?
I'm not. We're recording through my phone, you fucking tard. So I'm just making sure it's not messing up our recording. Yeah. But continue. Oceans are fucking scary. If somebody left me in the middle of the ocean on a fucking boat, I'd be shit scared. Don't get me wrong. I like the ocean when I've gone fishing off the coast of where we live. And that's fine. That's
fantastic.
The ocean
is so beautiful, though, when you think about it. It's
great.
Scary,
but there's fucking sharks.
There's sharks in it.
Blue mean sharks. No. It's like... We know every percentage of the land that is on the Earth. We do.
We know more about space than we know about...
We know more about the land that's on our... That is on our... Earth than we do about the ocean. That scares the shit out of me.
It's scary. But, like, games like Subnautica that portray an all-ocean planet... Okay, not all ocean. There's, like, a few islands. But it's still cool because they took aspects such as deep exploration and cool, like, just cool creatures. There's creatures like that out there.
Yeah, well, yeah. Like, what if the fucking Loch Ness Monster is real?
I love Subnautica. Love you guys. Cool.
If you want to sponsor us... We have a Patreon.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/letsgetreadytoramble. If anybody wants to donate, that's also the link. Patreon.com/asskissers. No. You're an asshole. Yeah, the ocean is fucking scary. I would never want...
I'm okay with on land. I don't want to go to space. And
I'd be okay with on a boat. A boat is different because, you know...
The surface of the water is fine.
The surface, yes. But if you literally just dropped me in the middle of the ocean, I would die. I would just drown myself. I would not know.
What do you mean you'd drown yourself?
I would just sink like Jack from the Titanic. Just let me sink.
I was sitting here thinking if someone like teleported you to the middle of the Marianas Trench.
Let me sink.
You would drown.
Oh, you mean like actually drop me, like teleported me into the actual water. I meant like on the surface.
Oh, no.
No, if I was like dropped in the middle of the ocean, not knowing where anything is, and I'm floating, I'm just gonna end it. I'm just sink.
No, I don't think I'd survive, but I would at least attempt it, you know? Just look at the stars, look at the sun and the moon.
You're gonna end up getting
am.
So sunburnt that your skin's gonna start falling off.
No, that's fine. I'll be in the water.
That doesn't help you.
No, but if I'm, you know, if I'm in the middle of the fucking ocean, I have a lot bigger problems than my skin falling off.
Yeah. I would just end it. It's not worth it.
And to be able to say that, like, I swam from the middle of the ocean, this would be completely impossible, by the way. Well, for me, personally, fuck that. But, like, just to be able to say that I could, Like, if I did, that'd be fucking weird.
Excuse me for the knocking noise if you hear one. I have neighbors that are moving in, and they're not so quiet. Dickheads.
Assholes.
Which is that... Dickhead assholes. We're going to continue on to the next topic, because we all know that oceans are scary. I don't think anybody in the world would be like, yeah, just drop me in the middle of the fucking ocean, I'm fine.
Oceans are cool, though.
They're cool. They're cool to research, but I would not want to be the one in the water.
Yeah.
Sorry. Right, who in the fuck keeps sending me messages?
Yeah, that's weird. I didn't know anyone.
Somebody keeps deleting my conversations on Instagram. I wonder who it is. But I don't care. We're going to continue.
Yeah.
My next one is Jesse Smollett. Online,
huh? Like,
I don't care.
Not even people online want to hear what Matt has to say.
Oh, fuck
ha!
You.
Ha! Ha!
I think the next topic I have is Jesse Smollett. For people that don't know who Jesse Smollett is, he is a star on the ABC TV show Empire. He is a gay man who is black, who in the last couple of weeks had said that he was attacked in Brooklyn, I think it was in Brooklyn, New York, and said that he was brutally attacked by white men wearing MAGA hats. And for people that don't know what MAGA is,
Make America Great Again. Fuck John.
But he said that he was attacked, brutally beat up, and they called him the N-word, they called him a faggot, and then they put a noose around his neck and called him all sorts of different derogative names. This all started from him receiving a letter in the mail.
Quote, unquote.
Quote, unquote, a letter in the mail that he received saying, like, oh, you're a black guy, fuck you, you're a faggot, I'm gonna fucking kill you, you fucking N-word, like this and that. And it's horrible. All right, so then this week we find out that the police don't think that that's how it happened, because they take the two guys in that were supposedly on the surveillance camera that attacked him. Wow. They tell him, listen, he paid us. He paid us to do this. Don't fuck with the goddamn chips.
But I'm fat and hungry.
Stop it. Stop. Luke, we're recording. Come on.
So?
It's going to be loud.
I'll be quiet.
No, you won't.
No.
Ugh. Continue.
This is abuse.
This is not abuse.
This is abuse.
Bullshit. You can eat after. Continue. Drink your fucking soda. Oh, never mind. Never mind, you drank it all. Fat fuck. But, the two guys come in and they say that he paid them. All right, so they go to Jesse Smollett, the guy who accused them of being attacked.
Uh-huh.
And they say, give me your phone. We want to see and make sure that this is 100% true and make sure that, you know, you're not hiding something from us. And he goes, no, I don't want you to see anything on my phone. There might be elusive pictures that I don't need to be leaked.
Nudes.
Okay, dude. Every woman, every man has seen a dick. One time likely, or in their life, they've seen a dick. Your dick isn't special.
Not impressive.
Who cares? It's a dick. All dicks look the same. Big, small, fuck racist. Them all. It's all this.
You want to fuck them all?
No. I was right. Fuck.
You said it.
No. But, so that was his go-to, right? I don't want anybody to see what's on my phone. They said, fine. That's fine. We won't even go through your photos. We don't need your photos. We just want to see the information that's on your phone.
Text messages.
Just text messages, bank withdrawals, stuff of that nature. Okay? Because these guys said that he was paid this exact amount. And they were really just looking for the bank statements.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay. So, Jesse Smollett goes in, and they finally obtain a warrant to receive his phone.
Mm-hmm.
They go and they check his phone, and they find out there's some evidence on there that does tie him to paying these men to do this act. And he's now in jail for supposedly a hoax. This is what pisses me off the most.
I know nothing about this, really.
This pisses me off. The reason why this pisses me off the most is because I am a target. You're not. I am. Do you know why?
Because you're a gay black man?
No, because I'm Jewish. I've always been a target. Always. Since the dawn of time, I've always been a target.
And you're Italian, too, so you know the mafia's up your ass.
I'm Jewish, and we're going to continue. I'm not going to talk anything about them, okay? Keep them out of this.
We love you guys. Sponsor us.
Oh, please. I've always been a target. And for someone like me, who is very possible to have a hate crime happen to, it's hard for, and it's just so fucking ignorant of this person
to go out
of his way to start a political thrived hate crime to one up the president and just show how shitty the people that, who gives a fuck who voted for him?
Yeah.
It doesn't fucking matter. But if when it comes to the point, it makes you, as the person who opposes Him? You look like an ignorant child for going to that much of a length to make him look stupid. Fuck instead off, of fuck you. Even if you don't like him or not, it doesn't matter. But if you go to that length because you don't like what he does, you look as stupid as the stuff that he says.
Hey, Matt. It's 3 o'clock. You wanted this to be up by 3. It's not going to be up by 3.
Oh, fucking well. We're going to continue. It'll be done by the evening instead of 8 o'clock like we normally do.
I told you guys, I get very distracted easily.
Continue. And for someone like me, who has that possibility of having a hate crime happen to my people and me, myself, how are you going to just do that? How are you just going to just, you think that this is going to, what is this going to do? What did you, what?
What did you
in
accomplish?
Your brain, what did you gain? What did you get and what did you accomplish from this? Self-proclaimed
publicity?
You know what,
that's not true. You know what he did gain?
What?
Jail time.
That, you're right. But you fucking, you went to these lengths to try to make it look like the president sent these men to fucking attack you.
Yeah.
When in realization, they just voted for a human being, which is our right in the Constitution. Who cares? Yeah, some of them might be real big assholes, but at the same thing, people, these are your neighbors. These are your fucking community.
If also, they, to think that, like,
it gets this someone, bad?
No, to think that, I mean, that too, but to think that someone as high up, as much as I hate to say this, as high up and important as the president, to think that he's going to send people to
or he it's not that he sent them. He influenced these people to hate blacks and hate gays and hate anything but white because they're MAGA, because it's Make America Great Again. Specifically
target them is just an idiotic idea.
You, people can argue it back and forth that Trump has a idealism of almost like Hitler, but who... that he can't. We have a body that follows along with that. It's called Congress, and they won't let that type of stuff happen.
So basically, Trump has a babysitter. So we're good.
So for him to go through these lengths to what? Try to get him impeached? Try to make the people that voted for him look like pieces of shit? Was this a publicity stunt? Was this a stunt for you to get more, you know, famous? Because he's not the biggest actor. He's not a really tiny actor who nobody knows about.
Maybe he just wanted to go to jail because you said he's gay. You know what happens in jail.
Yeah, you're right.
Enlarge his butthole.
It just, this is, when I take all of that information and I look at it in my conclusion, I think he's a fucking idiot. I think he's really stupid. If you really wanted to get something done,
do something better than that.
Make a fucking campaign to, you know, fight for it, impeach
fight
him,
for everyone's
fight
equality.
For the rights that you believe in, or run for fucking president. It wasn't hard for him to. He was a fucking TV host.
This is true.
You, it, that's what...
With a small loan of $1 million, anything is possible.
He was, and this man makes a lot of money.
This is true.
So,
the actor, yeah.
So, if you really wanted to oppose him, run. Don't fucking go to these lengths. Just do it. What's your next one? I'm done.
No one's going to say that you're going to win, but, you know, you could try.
You could try. Get your point across.
I started watching this new show.
The Good Doctor.
The Good Doctor. It's such a good show. It's about a doctor with savant syndrome, so he's a fucking amazing doctor.
But he's also autistic.
He's not autistic.
He's not just savant. He's autistic, but he was born with the savant syndrome.
Yes. He is such an amazing doctor because he can see things and analyze situations that normal people don't.
He can see... I've seen an episode. He can see 3D images of what he's thinking about.
He has very good spatial awareness, yes. Mm-hmm.
Like, and if somebody had a gunshot wound, he could see the penetrative wound in his head and
angle of entry and how it might bounce around.
And how what it did. That's what he can see in his head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a very good show. I've seen it.
How much of it have you seen?
The episode I watched was when he was in the airport and the sign fell down and
that
cut
the
kid's
episode.
Neck. Yeah.
You saw it on my funny bitch.
No, I didn't. I watched it on TV.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I just think it's really cool how we have a TV show at this point that...
this one's actually really medically accurate.
It is. Unlike House. As much as I love House,
dude,
it's insanely
House.
Exaggerated.
House, I don't give a fuck what you say. I don't care.
I love House.
Fucking, if I could... Even though House is a douche, if I could be House, I would.
And I don't know if I'd go that far. Constantly living in pain, I'm good. But it's cool that, like,
but
we have
House.
A show emphasizing that... Even though this doctor has autism, and I don't know how accurate when it comes to autism savant syndrome it is, but the fact that we have a show that emphasizes that this guy, he's an autistic person,
but he's a doctor.
Syndrome, But he's accomplished so much, and he's helping all these people.
Right.
And that's great that there's people out... There's actually people out there like that.
That was caused by anti-vax.
Yes, he was vaccinated, and that means he got autism. Causation, causality, even relationship.
Though, even though the scientific method shows that...
there's autism, no relation.
Autism is caused by genetic mutation.
And it reminds me of this meme I saw one time, where someone was talking to this anti... Shut the fuck up. This person's talking to this anti-vax mom saying, we have this whole stack of reports that says they don't cause autism, and one that says they do, and the anti-vax immediately reaches for the one that says they cause autism and says, I knew it, and walks away.
Fucking idiot. That is a good show. I do like that.
The Good Doctor, yeah, it's a good show.
Oh, here we go. All right, so important we have a new
topic.
Here's the this topic isn't really a topic. It's more or less
a rant. A ramble, if you will.
Sorry for the headphone users. Next one is going to be a shout out to one of our listeners, person I work with. Hopefully he's going to listen to this. He should. He's been listening to all of them since the beginning. Izzy.
I don't Izzy, know you. Izzy, I do not know you.
Izzy, I'm going to give you a shout-out. You've tried to give me some pointers and tell me, you know, what you like as a listener, because you're a podcast listener, of multiple shows, not just ours. And you've been trying to guide me in what I should do and what we shouldn't do and what, from the beginning, what we should do better and this and that. And I
really appreciate the input.
I do appreciate your input in helping us to, you know, gain a little bit more traction and, you know, get to a little bit of a higher, you know, audience. I appreciate it. And shout-out to Izzy. Keep doing work what you're doing, bud.
Get back to work.
Listen. Continue.
Yeah, it's your topic? Was that it, or...?
Yeah, that was just the shout-out, and then this one's on you.
That was it? Oh, fuck, I gotta take my phone again. God damn it.
And what's the next one? I think your stupid fucking thirsty one. Or the mac and cheese!
Nope.
What is it?
Geese.
Oh, fucking
fucking geese. Terrifying. I hate geese.
I swear to God, they're terrorists.
They're
I swear to God, geese are terrorists.
They're
Osama
like,
bin Laden reincarnated. He came as a geese.
He came on a geese. Their bills are, like, serrated, and it's fucking terrifying.
They don't use that,
though. Keep them away from... I don't care. I'd keep them away from my children, nonetheless.
Geese are just... Do you know how cocky geese are? I was driving down the street one day, and they were just literally...
They'll take up the middle of the road.
I was driving up the street, and there was a geese just chilling in the middle of the fucking road. And I was I stopped, because I'm not hitting a geese with my car.
Yeah,
and I fucking honked. I went, eh, eh.
Did it honk back?
No, he just fucking looked at me and just sat there. That's why I call them terrorists. They are fucking traffic terrorists.
Road terrorists.
They just sit there. They shit on your car. Have you ever seen one when they shit?
No, I don't.
They shit like the size of a fucking platter, dude. They make a fuck. If Hiroshima was the size of a poop, that would be the geese poop. It fucking and it spreads.
Oh, that's great,
dude. Fuck geese. They're
the topic about shit, but we'll get to that later.
No, oh, Jesus Christ.
You guys already heard that in the table of contents.
God, I fucking hate geese. You know what's my favorite thing with geese though?
What?
Eating them.
I can't say
dude,
I've ever
they're
had
fucking
geese.
Delicious. They might be terrorists, but they taste good.
I'll take a duck any day, but geese can go fuck themselves.
Geese are tender.
I've never... I don't know. I can't vouch for that.
They're good. I think... I fucking hate how they migrate to our state so much. They come from Canada, and they come down here, and they just shit on everything.
Yeah.
They fucking sit in the road and act like they're all fucking big and tough. Have you ever tried to fight one? They fucking fight back.
Yeah, that's why I hate geese. That's what the serrations are for.
Dude, they fucking just sit there. And then, like, I was fishing one day, and there was a geese sitting there, and I was, like, trying to shoo, be gone.
Yeah.
Go back in the water. I don't want
to
hit you.
I tried to catch one in a net when I was, like, 8.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, I was like, shoo, be gone. He went, hey. I was like, what the fuck? And he went,
they're, like,
what the fuck?
Or something.
He was like, eh. I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, dude, just scoot, dude. I don't want to hit you with my fishing pole. And he fucking ran at me. I was like, you little bastard, I'll fucking kick you. Get out of here.
Fucking fluck off.
Yeah, he can. Yeah, right? And then he wouldn't fucking move. And then he ran at me and just sat there. So I was like, now you just took up the whole goddamn space. You know, we could have lived coherently, dick.
But to be fair, you did start it.
If there's anything in the animal world that I tried to do, I really just tried to politely ask the man to move.
politely ask the man to move.
I was, if a man was sitting on a chair and I was like, "Can you scoot over?" That's exactly what I was trying to do, but in the animal world.
Damn language barrier.
Can you just scoot? I was
like, you should learn. You should learn geese.
Oh, just be a fucking cocksucker and sit in the middle of the road. Sounds
no,
good.
No, I didn't say act like fucking geese. You should just, you should learn to speak geese. So if they're ever in the way, you can be like, "Hur," and they'll be like, "Hur," and move off.
No. I don't like how they're fucking, how they act.
Their wings are dumb.
I would eat them every day. You ever had geese lips?
No. What?
The Ron White reference. You wouldn't get it.
No, I wouldn't get
Ron White
that.
Makes a joke about how geese are pieces of shit, like I just did.
Uh-huh.
But he talks about how he shoots them and he fucking eats their pussy lips. You gotta watch it.
We're gonna continue.
My next topic is, how people become my friends when they find out what I do for a living.
Eating geese pussy.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The fuck, man.
Dude, no, this is the greatest part. So I work, like I said earlier, I'm an automotive technician,
uh-huh.
Which means I am a mechanic.
Uh-huh.
All right. People out of the fucking nowhere, out of the woodwork, people I haven't spoke to in years, they find out I'm a mechanic. Hey, do you have... Wow, she's pretty. I'm keeping that
pee. High school, okay.
We did?
Probably, yeah. Continue, sorry.
People I never spoke to in, like, 2 years find out I'm a mechanic. Hey, man, what are you doing this Saturday? That's my day off. What's going on? Do you want to look at my car? No! No, I don't!
You mean like I just did earlier?
Yeah, well, you're different, because I accept you, and it wasn't that big of a job. But people are, like, asking me...
You accept me?
Continue.
I have friends.
But, like, people, like, ask me to do shit that I would never even do. Like, can you, like, pull my engine out? No! No.
What?
No. Yes, I've had a buddy who had a Honda who had a blown up engine. He's like, can you pull my engine for me? I'll pay you $200. No, I don't get paid $200 to do it at work. I get paid more than that. And you're gonna ask me to do it on the weekend with none of my tools? I don't have any tools here at my house. I have them all at the shop.
Seems legit.
Like, fuck off. Like, and the same thing applies with when you own a truck. If you own a pickup truck, you have friends that you never knew existed. Like, I had a neighbor up north when I had my truck.
Yeah.
He's like, "Hey, man, what are you doing this weekend?" I'm off from school. I'm just chilling. What's up? He's like, "You want to help me put sod in my lawn?" What? You have a pickup truck. I mean, do you want to, like, help me, like, get the lawn from the sod from Home Depot?
It's because you have something of value to them.
Don't fucking go rent a fucking U-Haul truck. Don't bother me.
Get a trailer.
Not even that. No, I'm not helping you because this is my brand new truck. I'm not getting sod all over it. I'm not getting dirt in the fucking bed. Fuck off. I just got this thing.
He's very...
I'm very particular. Protective of my car. And no, I'm not doing work on my weekend. Fuck off. If I wanted to work on the weekend, I'd go to work on the weekend. Yeah. That's it. Fuck off, people. Stop asking me shit. Stop asking me to look at your goddamn car. I don't care. Go bring it to a shop. Go pay somebody to do it. Yeah. I'm not doing it. You think you're saving money, but really, I'm going to charge you the same amount I would charge somebody at my job.
In fact, upcharge them because you're doing it on a weekend.
Yeah, and I'm doing it not on the lift. I'm doing it on the ground. I usually do. I had a buddy who needed a radiator. I charge him $65 an hour.
How many hours did it take?
Two.
Oh, that's,
I mean, $120 bucks. And
130. 100.
Yeah, 130.
Math. Not a strong suit. Note that.
And. I charge him $130.
Right.
He was like, "That's fucking expensive." I go, "You're actually saving yourself a little bit of money from going in a shop, but you're still going to get paid. I'm still getting paid $135. I don't give a fuck."
Yeah.
But fuck off, people. Stop asking me to do shit on your cars. What's your next topic? Oh, God, here comes the mac and cheese, isn't it?
No, maybe.
No, it's Thursday. It's class.
So I was in class. I was, okay. I gotta preface this with, I had to turn my data off because I was about to go over, so I was using the school's Wi-Fi.
First world problems.
Yeah, right?
Oh, is this our community college, right? The one that I went
to? Yeah.
Oh, they're fucking stupid.
I had to connect to their internet.
Their Wi-Fi sucks dick.
It does suck dick, especially since there's a few other people, like, sucking up my bandwidth.
Waiting for self-vindication.
Yeah, right? Are you drinking vape? What?
No.
Okay. Wow. That's a thing.
Continue.
But yeah, I was in class waiting for it to start, and there was like two people in the class, maybe three.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously I was connected to the Wi-Fi, so I was trying to use it, but it wasn't working. Nothing was working. It couldn't, like, nothing was connecting through.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know what you need? This helped me when I went there. Get a VPN.
A what?
A VPN.
A what?
A VPN is a personal networking system that makes it anonymous to, you know, when you're on a Wi-Fi system like that, an open Wi-Fi system, say like Starbucks or Walmart or whatever has a free Wi-Fi, uh-huh. It makes it so people can't track or go on to your IP address and do stuff to it, you know, steal credit card information, this and that. It also makes the Wi-Fi work a little bit better.
Hmm.
I used it in high school when we went to our high school.
Yeah.
Fucking never once did I have a problem. Never. I always was able. It's so nice. Good. Like, you know how colleges and schools have like blocking on certain websites.
Yeah, they block certain sites.
Like iFunny and apps. Certain apps and stuff. With a VPN, it doesn't do that.
Nice.
I could watch porn in my fifth period science class if I wanted to.
You can watch Pornhub there too.
There in college is different, but
at our high school.
No, you couldn't. Not
I know some
fucking
people who went on Pornhub and fucking watched the B movie because they could. Yes, that's right.
What? The B movie's on Pornhub?
Yeah. Look it up.
I can't. Phone's recording.
I'll do it.
No, just continue. I believe you.
But
it's
yeah.
It's funny. Somebody just posted 100. An hour and something of fucking B movie, yeah. Jerry Seinfeld.
Hey, yeah! But, God, I hate people.
So that was your story.
So that happened. Yeah.
Sucking up your bandwidth.
Yeah.
Waiting for.
Everything was fine until they came in. I was the first one in. It was great.
Which computer lab were you in?
What?
Which computer lab were you in?
I wasn't in a computer lab.
You were in. Oh, you were in a lecture hall.
Yes.
Lecture
Fourth
hall.
Fourth floor.
Oh, we were in the big building.
I was in the big building.
You were in B building.
No.
The library building?
UP.
EP?
UP.
UP.
UP. It's the big...
IP?
Like, no. DUP? Because I peed.
I peed.
It, maybe shitted? Maybe caned and fart?
What would that be considered? I peed, farted, caned, and shat?
That'd be considered a good time. But like,
I think you're dead after all of that. All in one second, just and then you're just like, what are you, just sucked inside out?
I gotta change my everything now. Like, no, it's the building that's like shaped like this, you know. I'm
what the fuck, you're drawing a circle in the air with a pyramid.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like shaped like that.
Are we at the same campus we're talking about? We're talking about the Sanford campus.
Yeah.
Are you stoned? In correlation to what other buildings are... Oh, are you in the music building?
No.
You're in the...
Across from H.
In correlation to the music building, where is it?
Because
the music building is right where I went to school for automotive.
Yeah, it's right across from the big open field next to the student center.
Mm, okay.
It's that building right next to it.
You mean the fucking library?
Sure. I don't know. It's
a tall building.
It's labeled.
And it's
the UP
pointy.
Building. It's labeled pointy?
Yeah, the fucking library comes to a point. The one that has. Alright, you walk in.
The one. Not the one. Not the one with the.
The one that has a library inside of it.
Yeah, but not the one with the cafeteria. That's different.
Yeah, but it's on the further end of that.
We're talking about a different building. I think.
I don't fucking know. What does it matter?
What was I talking about again?
I don't fucking know.
Oh yeah, it was completely fine. I decided to watch some YouTube while I was in there waiting. But then a few other people came in, and then my Wi-Fi wasn't working anymore.
Get a VPN.
I was very upset.
Get a VPN. It'll save you time.
Okay, I'll do that.
Just get a VPN. Get the best VPN app. This is not a plug. I wish they sponsored us. It's called BetterNet.
Uh-huh.
This is probably the best VPN. It's easy. It's very simple. You don't have to subscribe to it or anything. It's just perfect. Easy. Just click a button and it turns on.
Yeah.
What's your next topic?
Speaking of buttons, you ever avoid responsibilities?
Yeah. No, that's like every weekend.
Really? What are you avoiding?
Working.
But that's... You have time off. That's not avoiding responsibilities.
I avoid paying bills.
I have an essay due soon, but I've been avoiding it.
I don't do that. I just avoid, like...
Doing it.
Doing anything on my weekends. I usually just sit home and do absolutely fucking nothing. Because I work 5 days a week.
I'm really busy. Because I'm a full-time student. So, you know, my week's busy enough, but then I have to work Friday and Saturday, and then I kick you. But yeah, I work Friday and Saturday, and then we do this on the Sunday. On Sunday, so you know.
But this isn't like
this is got, fun though. This but it is still takes up time. It takes effort.
Takes about a couple hours. Yeah. Not even really.
Yeah.
Then we end up playing Smash.
Yeah, to kick his ass.
Fuck you.
Yeah. See, he's upset because I'm not wrong.
Marth.
Can suck a dick. She's probably damn good at it too.
What's my favorite character?
I'm thirsty.
Samus.
I'm thirsty.
Oh, is that the next topic?
Yeah.
Now, when you said you're thirsty, are you talking about you're thirsty for women? Well, that I know, but are you thirsty?
No, that's you.
Shut I'm just the thirsty. Fuck up.
I want liquids. I should probably get more liquids. That's not.
Is that really your topic? Is that you're just thirsty?
Soda. I'm constantly thirsty.
I think you have diabetes.
Probably, but I'm constantly thirsty.
You sure you don't have diabetes?
I mean, I
haven't. I'm pretty sure if you pee, it comes out as fucking Krispy Kreme donuts. Like the glaze.
Is that like yellow or?
Sometimes.
I mean, I pee yellow. I pee.
I see you pee.
Pretty colors.
Oh, what was the fucking. One of the word sayings ever would.
I don't think I have diabetes.
Here. Say we're gonna. I did this to somebody at work, actually, and they didn't get it. Some people I work with are really fucking slow. Izzy's not slow. Izzy is fantastic. I love you, Izzy.
Keep watching your stuff.
Keep watching. Continue. I did this to somebody. I said, say addicted after everything I say.
What did addict do?
Addicted. Just say addicted after everything, all right? Act as if you have no idea. I know you do, but just act like I said, drugs are bad because they get you
addicted.
Okay. You drink too much alcohol, you are
addicted.
What hit you in your face last night? Say it.
No.
Say it.
I don't want
say it.
No.
Say it.
You say it.
Say it.
No.
What hit you in the face last night?
My mom.
Just say it, you fuck.
I'm just kidding. I love my mother. She doesn't beat me. Addicted.
What? Say it again.
Addicted.
Say it again.
Addicted.
See, and somebody didn't get it. They were like, what? They're just like, what? Yeah. I got the first two, but what's the last one? I was like, really?
Really? Do you need a demonstration?
No.
Was it a woman?
No, it was a guy.
Oh, never mind.
I wouldn't demonstrate. Fuck that.
I mean, you just said you wouldn't demonstrate.
No, I'm not demonstrating. I was just like, what the fuck? You don't get it?
Wordplay, everyone.
Addicted.
Yeah.
What's your next topic, you fuck? Mac and cheese, here we go.
No.
What?
Homosexuality is gay.
Really? I'm not surprised. I'm pretty sure it's in the name homosexuality. What makes it so gay? I don't know, the fact that maybe men suck each other off, or women like to eat each other's coochies. Like my ex.
I mean, to each their own, right?
Like my ex.
Dude, your ex is hot.
Shh. Which one?
Not the previous one.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about that one.
We're not talking about that one. Yeah, no, the one.
Yeah. Another one.
The one that you saw, yeah.
It's okay, you have too many for it to be narrowed down to anyone.
Oh, I know.
Alright.
This is another reason why I don't want my mother listening to this. I don't want her to hear how many girls have been in
she
my
She doesn't
life.
Want to know how much pussy you've eaten and fucked.
You didn't have to go that far, but okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm totally going to go that far. I know you did.
I don't need her to hear this type of stuff. She's been asking me for weeks.
So yesterday, I ate the fuck out of this macaroni and cheese.
Macaroni and cheese is an innuendo for booty.
Not this time.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Well, you told me about booty eating yesterday.
Fucking love macaroni and cheese. I made Kraft. I made Kraft of like...
Kraft is just gay, though. Velveeta is where it's at.
I like both. I don't discriminate. I'm not fucking racist. But
no,
like,
you're fat.
Yes. It was just a box macaroni, and I put like a shit ton of cheese in it. It's the one where I had to like put a little bit of milk in it when I mixed the cheese powder, and I melted a half a pack of sharp cheddar cheese from
the grated. Holy shit!
The grated
like
bag.
The 1 pounders.
I think so. Yeah.
You put a half a pound of cheese in the fucking mac and cheese?
Possibly.
I think you have diabetes.
I probably have diabetes.
Yeah. Holy shit.
I mean, I've been fine. If anything, no, I don't think I'd get diabetes. I think if anything, I'm fucking constipated.
Yeah, your shit's gonna come out like a fucking log.
Brick.
It's just gonna. It's gonna hear like it. You're gonna hear it hit the toilet. It's gonna.
I already hear it hit the toilet.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, you should.
What's your next topic, fucker?
Don't go in your
bathroom. I'm done with my topics, by the way, but we're gonna continue.
Yeah, he's lame.
No, I just have ones that are actually in depth other than fucking mac and cheese.
There's an interesting person at.
Pastor Dix.
No, not pastor. Minister.
Oh, Minister Dix.
Yeah.
Almost like miniature Dix.
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
He probably has a
miniature dick. Either way, he looks like he touches children.
Yeah.
And he goes, he's the minister of a church, too. It makes sense.
This is why I'm Jewish.
Yeah. You never hear about a rabbi touching people.
Nope. Why? Because we can actually marry and fuck. Unlike fucking Catholic people where they have to be celibate. Fuck that. That means you're going to end up touching kids.
Yeah.
And nuns!
So, if you jack off, it's a good thing.
Yep. It's healthy.
You stay celibate, you prevent yourself from having sex. If you prevent yourself from having sex, you start to build up. If you start to build up, you get really horny. If you get really horny, you apparently decide to go touching kids. And if you
decide what was to the go point of this with Minister Dix?
I just thought it was funny.
We're just going to use his name as Miniature Dix from now on. He does look like a pedophile, though.
Mr. Dix.
Miniature.
D-I-X. Dix.
Is that how his name is spelled?
Yep.
Oh, I thought it'd be Minister D-I-X-S.
It's Dix.
That would be Dixus.
That would be Dixus.
Takes multiple.
Well, I'm sure he does.
Listen, he's a minister. He's not a full-blown pastor. So he can't, like, you know.
He's not a full-blown pastor. They're kids. They can't be. That's horrible.
You're horrible.
I'm a horrible person.
That's fucking horrible.
I don't condone that. That's fucking horrible.
This is why I'm Jewish.
But speaking of children.
What? Whoa. Hold on.
My next topic, drowning children.
What the fuck? Where are we going with this?
What? I was in church today and they almost drowned like 5 children.
You mean baptized?
Same thing.
No! Not the same!
Yeah, no. They were holding their nose. Well, okay, he was holding their nose and, like, dunking them underwater.
That's what they do.
Trying to drown children.
No, they're.
And then the pastor feels bad about what he's doing, asks God for forgiveness, and then lets the child breathe.
I don't understand you. Why are you dogging on people? We Jewish people get their dicks cut in front of their family.
I got mine cut.
Yeah, but was it in front of your entire family? Cut. What?
Did you get yours cut?
Yeah, I'm cut. I'm Jewish.
Fucking right.
Yeah, but you can't dog people for their ideas. You having a stroke over there?
Fucking drowning children.
It's like, Jesus, what, do you have contacts?
No, I just think I have something in my eye.
I think it's
Dix? No, yeah, it's not.
Is Dix in your eye?
I checked, it's not.
He's not in your eye?
What? I'm gonna move on.
What's your next topic?
We're almost done here, getting there, folks.
Jesus Christ. I think we're on.
No, he's not.
How many minutes? Let's check our took our time. We're on 57 minutes, dude.
Wow, that's good.
Well, we're doing almost an hour today.
Yeah,
we're going to be.
Probably going to be doing more now. I don't
probably
care.
An hour and 5, I give it. Continue. Right.
Well, I saw this weird-looking car when I was going to Publix today. And it's like, I had to take a double take.
For people who don't know what Publix is.
How the fuck do you not know what a Publix is?
Publixes aren't all around the country.
They're like everywhere. They're like rabbits.
But they're not all around the country.
Are they not?
No, they're not in California.
Are they not in California?
No, it's only on the East Coast.
What do they have over there then?
I don't fucking know.
Fucking
they have they're it's California. They probably have vegan fucking. Oh, they have Whole Foods.
And
Trader Joe's. They have shit like that. I don't know what grocery stores they have in fucking California. I've never been to California.
All right. Well, someone in your household is sucking up my goddamn bandwidth because I can't look it up.
Huh?
So, someone in your goddamn household is using all of my bandwidth.
Then get on the other network.
No, I'm trying to use data.
Okay, then fuck off.
All right. Well, yeah, I had to take a double take at this car because, like, you know, normal cars, the driver's side's on the left. Nah, this person decided to get a car that had the driver's side on the right.
I don't
like
think
we were in fucking Britain land.
You mean everywhere?
Britannia.
You mean everywhere else other than the United States?
Fuck you.
Yeah. FYI, I have buddies that have right-hand drive vehicles.
Like, I don't care. Like, is he?
It's no.
Oh.
Stop bringing him into this.
He's the main point of this.
No, he's not.
Oh, okay.
He was a contributing factor. But exactly, yeah, I have buddies who have right-hand drive cars. Like, I have buddies who have an R32
Skyline. I've never seen one over
it's
here.
It's fucking... I've driven one before. It's fucking...
rare
it's
shit.
Not really. It's fucking backwards. It is...
Do you use your left foot to drive? Or still your right foot?
You still... Just imagine the driver's seat is on the other side.
I figured.
Nothing's changed. Everything has just moved over.
It's complete opposite.
Yeah,
you turn left, you go right.
You're driving with your fucking... Your right foot.
Your left foot instead of your right.
Yeah, no, it's the same. Your pedals are right foot for gas, and you're braking with the same foot.
Yeah.
You're, it's just weird. Everything is on the... Except for this.
He looked like an American.
The only thing
weird.
That's different about a right-hand drive vehicle versus a left-hand drive vehicle, instead of using your right hand to shift, if you have to shift,
hand.
You use your left, which can fuck people up.
Yeah.
It's fucked me up before.
Yeah. I just thought it was weird because I've never seen that before.
You just need to be. You're not.
I don't go outside.
You're not in the car scene that much. There's a lot of people that actually rather buy a right-hand drive vehicle because that shows them that their cars are more European. Like people that drive like right-hand drive Skylines and GTRs and stuff like that. That shows you that the car is from overseas, so it's more genuine than you know.
It looked like an old beat-up car though. It was really weird.
Yeah.
Maybe it must have just been old or something.
Yeah.
But on to our next few final topics.
Yeah.
Yep. What's your next topic?
So you remember when we were going to repair my brake light? Because that went out.
Yeah. Which was like an hour and a half ago.
Yeah, and then you tossed the light bulb that I wanted to keep for some reason.
Yeah.
And I walked over to get it.
Yeah.
And I stepped in something.
Yeah, you stepped in dog shit.
I did step in dog shit. It was not fun.
Yeah, you stepped in dog shit. I made you smell it.
But...
Because you're fucking stupid. Give me that.
But
stop
I was
it.
Lucky.
Stop it. Fucking gross ass.
You gotta wash that now. But you... I was lucky, and I...
Fucking gross.
I was lucky, and I scraped all the dog shit off of my foot in one go on the nearby curb. It's great. It still smells, but I got most of it... Most, if not all of it, off.
You need to bleach your shoe.
I probably need to bleach my shoe. I need to bleach my anus, too. What?
Bleaching your ass.
Maybe.
Continue. What's your next topic?
I love spilling soda.
Oh my fucking god.
There's
you and spilling
situations.
Sodas.
There's three situations.
In this same exact room. In this room.
Two in the same spot.
Dude, yeah. Right here. Right here. You fucking asshole. Let me give you the first iteration.
Yeah, go ahead.
He's hanging out here with who
a bunch
is now
of other friends.
Yeah. One of them being my ex-girlfriend. And
okay.
I give him a liter of fucking Dr. Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I'm thirsty.
It
I said,
wasn't a liter.
Yes, it was. It was a quarter left, but it was a fucking big bottle.
Oh, okay.
Actually, no. You bought it, and we all drank out of it.
I don't drink Dr. Pepper, so
it was
Dr.
Coke.
Pepper.
It was Coke. It was Coke.
Okay. Sure.
And you were drinking it. I said something. You fucking laughed, and you couldn't hold it in. You spit it right on the goddamn floor. Couldn't, like, spit it on yourself, on the couch, on the fucking bed. You spit it right on my fucking floor. You're like a dog who doesn't know how to pee. Just pissed right on the floor and looked right at me.
I mean, someone said something funny. I cackle when I laugh, man. Sometimes it's just, I can't control
it. His laugh, like, the ha-ha laugh is good, but if you've actually heard him laugh, he fucking belts and screams like he's dying. Yeah, you sound like you're, like, that's exactly what you sound like. Like, that's how you sound.
It's like a crow.
Yeah, like, quah, quah. Yeah, that's what you sound like.
Yeah. But the second time was when I was talking, we were going over the list of, like,
We were doing our before we were going to actually start the podcast.
Yeah,
we were
talking about
spit on yourself!
I was talking about how I was thirsty, and I took a drink and then slammed the bottle that is now empty onto my leg, and it fucking, you know, apparently if you slap the bottom of a Coke bottle, it decides to fizz out of its asshole. Fucking fizzed everywhere on my leg. It's all sticky from something else for this time.
It's always sticky.
Shut up. It's hit the floor, the couch, I think.
No, you didn't get
fucking
on the couch.
Everywhere.
Thank God, I would have fucking smacked you.
Yeah.
Then
the third time, because I love spilling soda for some reason.
On the fucking hamper!
On this disc that I have to give back to someone.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was on the fucking hamper, and I went over to reach for it, and I knocked it over. It wasn't fun.
Jesus Christ. Is that our ending topic?
That's it.
Well, that was a great episode.
We're done. See you later.
Well, hold on. No, we got a couple things we got to go over. All right, guys. Remember, we are
looking for donations. If you have anything that you want to donate, you want to become a part of our tier program on Patreon.
If you want higher quality shit.
Yeah, if you want to donate to end up making this podcast a little bit higher quality and giving us a little bit more equipment, go ahead and go to patreon.com/ Let's Get Ready to Ramble and donate to our Patreon. It will help us out tremendously and we will highly appreciate it. And you will actually receive things for donating. So keep that in mind and donate to patreon.com/ Let's Get Ready to Ramble.
I just noticed your necklace.
My star, David? Yeah. Well, I've been wearing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, to next week on Sunday, we will be posting another one. I can't tell you when. But we will be posting another one of these and continue.
It will be on Sunday.
It will be on Sunday. Sometime between Sunday and Sunday night. To next week, guys. This is Let's Get Ready to Ramble, episode 3. Hope you enjoyed it.
See y'all later.
See you later.